Do you know where they lived before Burke County? Where they came from? Were they just always in that area?
So you mean where my mother came from?
Uh-huh. Your grandmother and grandfather. Okay. Could you tell me something about your husband? How old was he when he died?
He was 70. He was 70.
And when did he pass away?
50. No, a week now. I'll get in 63.
Mm-hmm. And what religion was he?
Baptist.
Do you all go to the same church?
No, we had different church, but we all were Baptist. He belonged to a church when me and him married, and I was, and so he just stayed there.
What was his occupation?
Yeah, he farmed and worked, public works on.
Did he go to school?
Yes, he said he went to school.
About, could he read and write?
Yes, he could read and write.
What, did he read a lot?
No, he didn't read very much.
Okay. Where was your husband born?
In Burke County, I believe he said.
Okay. Suppose I called you up and I said, I can't come to Hiltonia, but I need to know what it looks like. Will you tell me something about it? Suppose you had to describe it to me because I couldn't come to see it. How would you describe Hiltonia?
I don't hardly know how to describe it. What?
Would you say it's big, little, city, country?
Little country town, what I might say, country town. Not so big.
Lots of stores?
Not too many stores. But there's not for two stores yet. Three operate.
And about, is it mostly colored people or mostly white or
no,
what?
About equal. Might be more white people here than there is colored, I believe.
And are there lots of churches here?
Yes, there's, no, not a lot. There's a Baptist church up there, and there's a Methodist church up there. But you mean all white in color?
Yeah.
And there's Baptist church over there, and Christian church right up there, and Methodist white church. I guess you saw he that page, that church, that brick church that closes his house.
Right. With the bells.
Yes, right. Uh-huh.
So there's three white churches and two colored.
Two colored.
Okay. I'm going to ask you different questions now. And I'm going to look for the kind of word that you would use to describe a certain thing. And if I'm not clear, you just tell me stop, and I'll stop and start again, okay? What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper around 3 or 4 p.m.?
Before
you eat at night, it's around 3 or 4 o'clock. What do you call that time of day?
Late in the afternoon.